think you have an agenda there.
You want me to read it?
Did you have minutes to approve?
Okay, we'll call to order. Roll call, the meeting was called to order at 6:30, 7 p.m. with Jeff Motley, Brandon Dewing, and John Ellington. Sue Devlin is not present.
No, you don't have to read the minutes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I thought you were calling the meeting to order. The agenda is the next page. There you go.
Okay.
No worries.
Call to order and roll call. Approval of minutes.
The minutes, we provided the minutes. So you
just make a motion we approve the minutes from the December 23rd, 2019 meeting.
Aye.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Second.
Wonderful. Finished business.
I don't have any.
New business. So we'll interview.
Interview. Okay.
So you have before you this evening to interview a certified police officer candidate, Jacob Guida. Jacob joins us from the Corvallis area. Previous to that, he was in Great Falls.
Missoula,
and grew up in the Great Falls area, correct?
Yes.
He's gone through the gamut of recruitment through the police department. So he submitted his application and background materials, some of which is before you tonight for me to review. He conducted a scenario-based exercise with the police department and some interview there, and then I was brought before an interview panel, including myself, the human resources supervisor, and chief of police and police clerk, and Officer Ellington. Past that interview with flying colors, we threw him in a vehicle for a ride-along with Officer Ellington, just to get a better sense of how he was in the field. Did that very well. He's very eager to start in the position, and so we're excited to bring him before the commission tonight for your certification.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've read through the material. Looks like Jeff's catching up here.
Oh, I read it earlier via the email that came out. I was kind of doing a quick review scan.
Do you see yourself as a short-term or long-term solution in Stevensville, I guess, if you have your choices here?
I would say, depending on how it all works, I just want to get my foot in the door and, you know, get the experience and all that. And depending on how I do and everything can determine my career. So I would like to further it, if I could, to be like detective or maybe work for FBI or something like that.
Okay.
Further down the road, but just getting one step at a time, I feel.
Okay. I see that you also applied in Hamilton for a position also, and is that ongoing or?
No.
Or is that?
I applied kind of both at the same time. I got kind of a rejection email,
mm-hmm.
Just that they had found someone else at the time in Stevensville. I kind of furthered my things with Hamilton, and then Stevensville got back to me, so they're a lot quicker about it. And Hamilton, as soon as I got the opportunity for employment here, I canceled everything with Hamilton.
Okay.
So business wasn't for you, huh?
No.
Law enforcement, you believe, is your calling?
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about some of your experiences in the military, in the position of military police?
So I'm a military police officer in Army National Guard. For the training with that, I went through basic and then went through 3 months of EIT, which is there. Police Academy, the military's version, and I'd say it mimics civilian law enforcement very well. There's some things that are different, like we don't see much drugs and stuff like that. I've been over to Italy, I've worked the road over there. It's been quite brought up that passion even more for this is what I want to do in law enforcement.
How do you see yourself interacting within the community, within, you know, our environment in the community as potentially a sole officer on duty on any given evening or afternoon?
I'd say Stevensville is a great place, and like, the people are amazing. I just say try to familiarize myself with the individuals here, get my name out there a little bit, just build that respect with the community, do my job right. Build their trust. Can I answer your question?
How do you feel about working, let's say, evenings to, you know, let's say a later shift, bars closing Friday night, you know, not a lot of backup around here. Have you considered those kind of situations also?
Mm-hmm. I feel confident with my knowledge I have as of now through the military and riding along with Officer Lincoln. I feel like he's amazing. I've already picked up on things that I've liked and will use. Mm-hmm. I feel like that also builds the confidence I need as well, making me better civilian or civilian law enforcement. I feel confident with it.
The ride-along shift that he did with Officer Ellington was a night shift. Mm-hmm. We pulled Officer Ellington in on the night, and it was not a slow shift by any means. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since Stevensville's had any officers on in the evenings, and that was very apparent in the level of crime that they saw that night.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it is our intent to, as soon as he's out of the academy, put him on nights.
Okay. So we do need to go to academy?
He has a spot in April to go.
And how long will that be?
If they don't cancel it?
13 weeks, provided that the academy does not cancel.
So what's our plan if they cancels?
We're at their mercy. He can still do, so the plan right now was to do some very orientation or, you know, type of training with him in the first month of employment. Because there's some NCA he has to study and that sort of thing. Then he'd go to the academy on the 18th, I believe, mid-April. Mm-hmm. And then come back for field training formally within the department, which is another 13 weeks. So all in all, his training is going to take 26 weeks. If academy does not happen, then he'll do that field training first and then go to the academy.
Okay.
So we do have a spot reserved in September, okay. Knowing that we have these recruitments coming forward. If he doesn't get to go in April, we'll send him to our spot. We have spots reserved, so he can go in September.
Okay. Sounds like a little forward thinking, which is good.
We're hoping they don't cancel that.
So as I'm sure you are aware, as an officer, you will get to see your neighbors in their best of times and us in their worst of times. Are you prepared for yourself mentally to handle and have some type of a support network for you for those types of situations in those times?
Yes, I feel like I always stress communication, and with my family at home, we're pretty open, so I can talk to them just about anything. Everything, I feel like. So they're very open, willing to talk here as well. I feel like everyone's very welcoming. So if there's something going on in mind, I feel like I do have a good support system to help me with that.
Okay. And I do know that the department does have individuals available to our officers and staff that can help out in those situations as well. But I believe that to be a huge part of your career choice, that you are able to deal with those things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you'll get to see, obviously, so that's important. Have any questions for us?
I'd like to know a little bit about both of you, just where you work and guess, yeah.
I manage a paint retail store in Missoula.
I do a lot of volunteer stuff. I'm the volunteer fire chief for the town. You know, so we do a lot of medical, we do fire, we do a whole gambit. I'm also a volunteer ski patrolman, and I serve on the Northern Division Executive Board as well. I've been a member of the fire department 25 years. Grew up in Hamilton, fourth generation Bitterrooter. My wife is also a fourth generation Montanan. Both of our kids are, well, one graduated college and one's a sophomore in college. So, and my wife is a school teacher, second grade up here in town.
My wife and I were both born and raised in Anaconda. Lifelong Montanans, our parents are both lifelong Montanans. We went to Western Montana College in Dillon. This was our first job teaching. We both teach art at the high school. We started in 1979. We thought, well, we'll be here two, three years and go to a bigger school, and just fell in love with the place. And we had a two-year-old when we came here. We had two more kids, raised them through the system, all three of them. Really involved in sports and drama and all the activities that you would with your kids, and of course teaching, you know, and you get pretty involved in extracurricular activities. And my wife is just retiring this year after 41 years, so I'll probably go another one or two. My son's a deputy county attorney in Missoula, so I'm pretty interested in law enforcement. That was one of the things when he was started working that, and I got asked to become a police commissioner. I was kind of struck by maybe something I could do a service in the community. My daughter's a teacher in Florence. My other son lives on the coast. He's a college professor. So we're all pretty involved in doing stuff. We've just been here, plan probably live and die here. Know a lot of the community. You know, seems like we've either taught their parents or talk to their grandparents or talk to their kids. I need to talk to grandparents at this point. So, I just really enjoy it. And I feel like a Stevensvillian, if there's such a term. I knew your brother, well, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His brother was one of my best friends in college. So, I mean, that's so kind of the circle of life, you know. Yeah. So, anyway.
Any other? Pretty much put you through the ringer. You got a good understanding of what you're getting into.
Yes.
This will be what, your fourth interview?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at this time, I would make a motion to offer the position to Jacob, what's your last name?
Gaida.
Jacob Gaida. To just continue on the process, you know, going through academy and field training and all that to become an officer for the town of Stephenville.
I would second.
It's unanimous, clearly.
If you have a unanimous vote, yeah. All in favor, aye.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
There's no public here to comment, so I think you're free to adjourn.
Okay. Do I want me to hit the green button or the red button?
Whatever turns the light off.
The one opposite of the red one.